is Free Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can actually create the content of the website by voting up and down on what's there and adding new things to the site, new links to articles, videos, blog posts, whatever it is you find online that you think is useful, valuable, fun. You can post it there, and others get to vote, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, just a recap for you before we get to your phone calls. We've been telling the same story we tell every Thanksgiving, because we're live on as many holidays as possible. This is not our first live Thanksgiving show. We've done this many times in the past. And each time we like to tell the story of the real Thanksgiving. According to the Journal of Governor William Bradford, back in the, you know, was it Jamestown, Mark?
Well, okay, Bradford was a Plymouth colony, and this is Secretary Ralph Hamer. I'm going to go Hamer. This is from Jamestown. So there's actually the similar things happen. That the king grants a corporation to these, charter to these organizations. They go out and say, we're going to take some land. And they go and they do it. And so they're essentially, it's a company, as it were. So in order to sort of make these things work, they said, well, you know, all you folks are now employees of the company. And by that, they meant slaves, because essentially that's what the model of employment was at that time. I mean, they used beatings in order to...
the
beatings will continue until the morale improves.
Essentially, everything was the king's at that point, wasn't it? I mean...
Not quite as much. I mean, they had the Magna Carta had existed at that point, so there were certainly powerful men that got charters. But you know, all in all, the king could do a lot of things. He had a lot of power, but not you know, complete power at that point. But this is a quote directly from Secretary Ralph Hamer of the Jamestown colony. He said, "We reap not so much corn from the labors of 30 men as 3 men have done for themselves now."
And that in the past, in 1621 and 1620,
this was in 1614. You're mixing the two stories. These things occurred in different places
at different times.
They kept on trying it because it makes some sense to them. I mean, you know, if we could just take control of everything, then, you know, it'll be much more efficient distribution. And so, who doesn't want control, right?
So initially they had a communal kind of setup where each individual was to turn in all of whatever it is he made or grew into a central control. What was it called? A center?
Common stock.
And then it would be distributed out to those according to their need. And that resulted in people not being as industrious as they might otherwise. And that's what his quote is about there, saying that, well, the old system, you know, there were 30 people working, they would have made as much as 3 people can make now, because now, or then, after they changed their system, they had the ability to keep what they earned. They had the ability to own their own land and to decide for themselves what to plant and to, you know, basically be their own boss in those circumstances. And so, therefore, they very quickly found themselves with a situation where they had not too little as they had before, but too much. They had a surplus, and they had to, you know, give it away, and that's why they had this Thanksgiving thing, because things were so great, they were so joyous about all the plenty that they had, that they shared it amongst themselves and had a great party, and then they did it every year after that. It's the idea.
Before these free markets were established, the colonists had nothing for which to be thankful. They were in the same situation as Ethiopians are today. Remember, this was written in 1985. And for the same reasons. But after free markets were established, the resulting abundance was so dramatic that the annual Thanksgiving celebrations became common throughout the colonies. And in 1863, Thanksgiving became a national holiday. Thus, the real reason for Thanksgiving, deleted from the official story, is socialism does not work. And the one and only source of abundance is free markets. And we thank God we live in a country where we can have them.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Frank, listening in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Ah, good evening and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Hi, Frank. What's on your mind tonight?
Free state. Well, I wanted to say a few things. Number one, the free market has never existed. It's an abstract intellectual construction. there have always been, even with the colonies, there was a warrant that was granted by the king. And also, you'll notice long before that, when you had sort of like the East India Company and the Dutch East India Company, those were actually set up by investors, speculators, people we would call middle class or the banking class. And, you know, basically what they did, they risked their capital, you know, so that colonies could begin to function. And, you know, it's very expensive. But I wanted to, a point you guys failed to make with regard to the Plymouth colony is the fact that most of the people wanted religious freedom. So they were basically coming to the new land, wanting freedom of worship. And one reason why, you know, not everyone was so busy, you know, farming and doing the essential things that we need for our material existence was because many of them were praying and meditating and doing all sorts of things, writing. And so, I mean, that's something, too.
Well, the reason they weren't...
Some of the collections, you know, it's not part of Harvard's Belknap Library. You can
if working for a living doesn't reap any real rewards, then, yeah, of course you're going to find other things to do.
People did work. The point is, I think you're
not very well.
From a different point of view. Some
they worked, but not as much as they did after they changed the system.
Well, the point is you really don't... What you're doing is you're taking what is there and what's omitted. I mean, I think if you go back to the, you know, the original documents of the Plymouth Colony, you'll find lots and lots of material regarding theology and spirituality and different things. And also a lot of the people, it was very hard coming over here without adequate provisions.
So. Sure.
And also the Indians certainly helped the Plymouth Colony. That's something that wasn't mentioned either, you know, that and then after it was sort of the Western imperialist expansion of empires that, you know, ultimately paid that kindness back with genocide and taking what is not ours, very much like what the American foreign policy is doing now in the Middle East, going into countries that are sovereign, mm-hmm. that have resources, that have their capital, and going in, destroying them, taking what's not ours, and then, you know, establishing a government that's nothing more than lackey to the city of London, the city of New York, and the city of Tel Aviv. And, I mean, basically, what we're seeing is, you know, the evils of imperialism, or if we want to say development, you know, and I think those points have to be looked at as well. I like the comment about people realizing that if you're in a do-and-die situation, you better do or you're going to die. And whether that's farming or, you know, building buildings or whatever. But these other points are equally valid and have to be looked at. And you can even go... Well,
sure. I mean, I'm sure those are all factors. But I mean, ultimately, when you change incentives for people, they behave differently. Don't you agree, Frank?
Of course, and many people came over and became prosperous in the colonies. You know, after their indentured servitude was worked off and they became free men and women, you know, there was a lot of development, but it didn't happen
overnight. Sure, but in order to prosper, ideally, you should be able to own the fruits of your labor, don't you think?
Absolutely. Right. I agree with that. However, the point of a free market never existed.
No, I agree with that statement.
People were liable to taxes by England, which is why one reason why the first Jamestown colony failed. I mean,
yeah, I think that's a really prescient point to make, and I'm glad you made it. I actually thought about interrupting Mark in his story, but I'm, you know, you made the point later,
there were taxes, Frank.
They all paid taxes, even Pennsylvania, that William Penn was granted the charter so that people could have religious freedom in Pennsylvania. They always had to pay the tribute to the king. And
I'm not sure
about the
history
of the American Revolution. You saw that, and you saw some very articulate Renaissance men.
But that was much later, Frank. We're talking about the 1620s here, and I don't think that they were sending much of anything back to the king at that time. I mean, they did have the navigation acts and stuff that all came along where they had to send their goods through England and before it could go elsewhere. And then, of course, the oligarchy took their cut.
They had their provisions from the company or from the king.
Frank, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I think that he's right. I mean, there clearly was not a free market. There were likely other taxes we weren't aware of and regulations and things like that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. And here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
That number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Amplifier.com. By the way, if you would like to support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in from major credit cards or PayPal. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and we will reinvest the money into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Go get the details and get on board as an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com to the phones and to Mike, listening in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to some of the comments that were being made about that story about just being Thanksgiving, and actually I was thinking about it from something I read earlier today on HuffPost, because they did a piece where I think Rush Limbaugh mentioned about it.
Yeah, this has gotten really popular. We've been doing it for years, but some of the conservative talk show hosts have picked it up as a banner along the way.
Do you think they're listening?
What's that?
Do you think they're listening, or... Yeah, those guys.
They absolutely. They've listened to the show. I mean, Rush Limbaugh talked about our show on the air one time.
Yeah, they said we're broadcasting to Cowfield.
Right? Yeah, and he was right at the time. He was absolutely right at the time. Oh. But the one thing that they don't mention is that essentially it was the religious conservatism of those colonies that resulted in the increased in the loss of their charters later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one of the things that Gentleman from New York had said about the whole story from history about the pilgrims coming over to escape religious persecution, gain British freedom for themselves. That's part of the story, because they wanted freedom for themselves. They wanted freedom to practice their worship, but if somebody who's Catholic or Jewish or any other form of Christianity they didn't approve of, they didn't so much want freedom for them.
Well, you know, that's largely true. Rhode Island was set up as by a guy who essentially had some different ideas, and so it had religious freedom. But you're right about the Plymouth Colony and the Massachusetts Bay Colony. That's certainly
Quakers
the case.
Quakers were not very popular back
kill
in the day,
them.
And witches certainly
mostly Quakers
popular.
Were. That's what you're dealing with.
Not so much, but it kind of hit on something that I kind of wanted to talk about. That some of my more liberal and progressive friends, they kind of frown upon me to bring up the idea about privatizing school and homeschooling. No, we need the public schools. And I think, seriously, have you seen what they're doing in the state of Texas with the textbooks? Because we're going to talk about history tonight and the way that the Texas Board of Education wants to kind of rewrite the whole history book, talk about how the talk about more about the Christianity, about the founding fathers,
yep.
And a lot of misnomers. Even if you're someone who holds to science and whatever your views are about climate change and things of that nature, but if you're going to a school that doesn't teach that, if you want your children to learn that, wouldn't it be better if that's something that you believe in, it's important for your children to learn, whether you're progressive, liberal, or conservative, I would think that would be something that you'd rather have yourself teach in your own home rather than depend on the public school system.
You know, the governments have, throughout time, they've used history as a weapon. They've used it as a way to indoctrinate others. You know, this works, that works. You can look at the Bible and how it was, refined throughout. The Old Testament was used by the kings and the powerful, the priests that were in their control to essentially hand down dictates through God. And, you know, that's just what always happens. Governments always use history as a weapon. Why would you want to give them control of, young, impressionable folks' minds and be able to rewrite history?
Exactly. I mean, that even goes back to the days of Rome when the rulers would declare that they're the descendants of different divinities. I think Julius Caesar claimed that he was the darling of the goddess Venus, so he was able to use that for a people.
Yeah, and I'm sure somebody believed him.
Oh, I'm sure. Quite a few people believed him.
Yeah, I just don't understand the love for the government schools besides just the way it's always been. Like, people are so stuck in this view that, well, my God, if we didn't have the government around, kids wouldn't be educated. It really seems to be where the fear comes from.
I think it's also the convenience of handing your kids off to this government institution so that you can go and work, because your household needs the dual income to support all the desires of your lifestyle, whatever it may be. So the idea that, well, I can get free babysitting, I just drop them off at this public school, and then they get educated too. Wow, two birds with one stone.
And you look at Tax Freedom Day as in mid-May generally, so the average person is working almost half the year to pay the government. So of course they need a second person working in order to do better, and I can understand that entirely. I mean, I won't send my kid to a public school, and that's the thing.
I thought you were considering that.
What?
Oh, it must have been a private school you were considering. You were a private school.
Would never send my kid to a public school. But, you know, when you're stuck, you have those situations. I mean, I know families feel that they have to go about and, you know, doing those things. The difficulty is, you know, when does it end? Now, the government babysits for you, then they teach them all the things they want to teach them, and, you know, when is the kid yours?
By the way, I'm sorry, if I could interject one other thing about the school system. Wasn't it the idea to, originally with the public school system, of giving children time off during the summer originally because of something to do with the farm season, that children be at home and help with the planning? Well, we're not so much an agrarian culture anymore, so why is government giving children 2 or 3 months off of the year, you know, during the year, and then they forget most of what they're learning during that time?
I don't know. I think it's teachers' unions.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a teacher, it's pretty sweet to get three months off a year and still get all the bennies and the perks of having, you know, government job.
I kind of like it that way. I mean, I wish the children would forget more of what they learn in these cages, basically.
Yeah, that's true. I wish I could forget some of what I learned.
Very good, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight. Hey, before you go, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my partner. I'm thankful that I've been healthy all these years, and I'm thankful that even though I'm standing in line for Black Friday, I'm going to be doing most of my shopping on Amazon.freetalklive.
Really? Where are you standing?
I'm standing outside of a Target. My partner really wants one of those 46-inch 5K TVs.
So what are they asking for them?
$299.
Wow.
That's a great deal.
Wow, I think I've got like a 46 or 42 or something like that, and I paid $1,000 for it a few years ago,
yeah.
Yeah, it's all ready to just come down and down,
down
and down.
Down and down and down.
Now, when did you get in line?
I got in line about 7 o'clock. There was already about 15 people in front of us, but we've got the recliner chairs. We've been just chatting with people. And
now, are they giving out tickets? I know that Best Buy and some other stores kind of changed the way they do things. Instead of just busting open the doors and having people run for it, they ended up actually handing out tickets to people in line to basically give them the reservation on the product that they wanted.
And avoid the fights.
How are they handling it there?
Well, one person that's a friend of ours that works for the store says they are. Another friend says we're not. We're kind of clueless as to what exactly
Do you mind sticking on? Actually, I've got a few more Black Friday questions. I didn't realize that was what all the noise was in the background. Can you stick with us for a little bit?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Mike, more here in a moment. If you are actually in line for Black Friday and listening to Free Talk Live, that would be great if we could hear from you, get your experiences. What are things like out there? It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable incredible deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. Go to m.freetalklive.com, and you'll get quick access to our live streams and the podcast. Head on over to m.freetalklive.com. Also, there are links there to different software for different phones that allow you to listen in to Free Talk Live. So head on over to m.freetalklive.com.
We're giving away all kinds of prizes here during our stocking stuffer holiday season bonanza at Free Talk Live. All you have to do is get involved. Actually, it's one's on right now. We're giving away a copy of Guns and Weed, the movie by Michael W. Dean and Nima V.
Good documentary.
Yep, and you can go and get in on that by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. Like the page if you haven't already. Make a guess between a number between 1 and 1,000, and one lucky winner. Actually, if there's ties, it'll be more than one lucky winner.
Is that right? So it's not just the first person who guesses it?
No.
So you do it for a set amount of time?
That's correct. I do it for 4 hours. Otherwise, I mean, you know, if it's 1,000 numbers, it could be 1,000 guesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to look through all that stuff. You know, 4 hours. Whatever the guesses are in there, I'll go through them and figure it out. It's facebook.freetalklive.com. Go like our page. We're giving away all kinds of different things.
Awesome.
Yeardley the movie. It's Ruger's BX-25 magazines, Liberty stickers, 5-packs, Vaporsmith's vaporizers, and Totesac.
All fine, fine prizes.
Yeah.
And you don't have to stand in line like Mike is right now. At, Mike, you said you're at, is it Target?
Yeah, it's St. Pete Target here.
So you're down there in Florida at Target.
Wow.
So you've been standing in line since 7 p.m. tonight.
Yes, I have.
And what time is Target expected to open their doors?
Their doors open at midnight tonight.
Midnight tonight. Okay, so they're one of the companies that is elected to move their opening even earlier on Black Friday. And so they are not open right now due to the Thanksgiving holiday. That presumably they closed at some point earlier today, or maybe they've been closed all day.
Right, they closed at 11 p.m. Wednesday night, and so midnight they'll be opening their doors for their Black Friday sale.
What's the scene like right now? I mean, you're lucky you're down in Florida. It's always easier to handle Black Friday if you're in the South. Dealing with the cold up north is a whole other story. Although I remember being in Florida and I found, you know, 65 degrees cold back then. So it was still cold for me on Black Friday the couple times that I went out to it. Describe the scene. What are things like out there? How many people are waiting in line at this point in time?
Well, let's see. Probably I'd say about maybe 40, 50 people, would you say, Jamie?
We're about
50 people, just some in their lawn chairs, conversating. We've got a few people playing a game of toss across and some beanbag game over there. And
is this your first time? Is this your first time camping out?
It's the first time because usually I'm working, but then I moved third shift, so I thought, hey, let's go do Black Friday. And
it'll be fun.
I guess, like,
it is fun.
Wow.
Have you ever been to one, Mark?
No.
It is fun. Usually people are in a good...
Ian, have you?
Yeah, I've waited outside of I think it was outside of Circuit City back when they existed several years ago when I was living in Florida. Just for the purpose of going. There wasn't really anything that I was really hot on getting. Like,
really?
There were a couple things that were okay, but just the atmosphere, the sensationalized fervor. It. You know, I mean, I'd read about it and I'd experienced it from the retail perspective, meaning I was working on Black Friday, but I'd never experienced it from the customer's perspective, and so I wanted to see what it was like. It was very similar to what Mike was describing. People, relatively friendly mood, talking with one another. I didn't see anybody playing horseshoes or whatever.
Before they claw each other's eyes out.
But, no, you know, people were relatively well-behaved once the doors opened, for the most part. I mean, they were definitely in a hurry to get what they were looking for, but I think most people behave in most places. The only stuff that... Obviously, the things that make news about Black Friday is when the fights do break out or
and
someone gets trampled or whatever, and those things are all always a possibility, but the stores are constantly trying to figure out new ways to head that off. And one of those ways
for their insurance
is to open early, which is what they're doing this time. And another one of those ways is to hand out tickets in advance of the big ticket items for people to be able to actually reserve it. That way, there's not some mad rush for the $300 46-inch TV that you guys are looking to go and purchase tonight. So you're going to go in there. You're going to hit up Target. The doors are going to open at midnight. Are you then done? Are you going to go home, or are there other stores that you're planning on visiting?
Oh, we are going home after this.
Gotcha.
Yeah, all the rest of my shop is being done on Amazon.
Excellent, which you can get
Amazon,
to...
shop.freetalklive.com.
Right, you go to shop.freetalklive.com, and there the links are right there to Amazon. Yep. Hey, Mike, anything else you want to share about your experience?
So far it's been positive, and, you know, I've already figured out what I'm going to be doing when I go to shop.freetalklive. I've got all my friends' copies of the Communist Manifesto.
God, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. So, yeah, it's fun to go out and participate in the Black Friday. Now, I guess the question is, how many stores this year will be opening at midnight? It seems like there's kind of been a bit of a last-minute rush, at least within the last couple weeks, where stores have decided that since other stores are opening at midnight, well, we need to move up our time to open at midnight. And so I'm wondering how many of them are actually opening at midnight as opposed to the usual 5 or 6 in the morning.
It's not going to be great for you if your competition's opening at midnight and all your customers go over there, spend all their money up, and then...
They're sleeping in at that point.
Then they come to you at 5. Even if they do come to you at 5, that doesn't mean that they're going to have as much money left. I mean, you want your customers with their pockets full of money.
So let's continue here. You're certainly welcome to tell us your Black Friday stories. Maybe you have an experience you want to share from being a retail worker on Black Friday. Always interesting things that happen in there. You're certainly welcome to share your experiences or as a customer as well. 855-453 or bring up anything like Dean is in North Carolina. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I just wanted to call let you guys know that I have signed up and I have pledged to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Wow, congratulations, Dean. Now, what was it that that inspired you to do that?
Just the overall libertarian philosophy of New Hampshire, and the fact that you have so many people that love liberty and are fighting for the cause of liberty to make the state of New Hampshire even better, coming together in one place just for the cause of liberty.
Was there something that that pushed you over the edge? Was it something you were considering for a while, or are you relatively new to the idea and were just immediately excited by it? What was your history with the idea of the Free State Project?
And have you visited?
Well, actually, I recently found out about the Free State Project earlier this year when Ron Paul came to Raleigh, North Carolina, and spoke at North Carolina State University, and I had received a little piece of paper from, I guess, one of your promoters that was there just handing out information on the Free State Project.
That's awesome. Excellent.
This is interesting, and I'll go online and check it out. And once I learned more about it, I was like, this is something I have to be a part of. Because North Carolina, I don't think, I've lived in North Carolina my whole life, and there's this, there's definitely a feeling within at least Charlotte that Charlotte is slowly becoming the next Atlanta, where this is going to be even worse traffic and a higher crime rate, and I don't want to live in Atlanta. I'd rather live in New Hampshire with a whole bunch of liberty-loving people that love liberty just as much as I do.
So I'm curious about your time frame. So it was earlier this year, you had a Ron Paul event, you got a flyer about the Free State Project that piqued your interest. Where did you come across Free Talk Live?
I take that back. I was probably watching one of Dave Ridley's Ridley Report videos, and I believe it was LRN.FM that was one of the sponsors, or it may have been actually Free Talk Live that was one of the sponsors, and went and checked it out. And I was like,
so that was post-finance. So you found out about the Free State Project, went and found the Ridley Report through the Free State Project?
No, I don't remember exactly. I might have just been on YouTube, like, just searching and researching, and just came across it, and I think...
I'm sure if you type in Free State Project on YouTube, you're probably going to find a bunch of Ridley reports. That makes sense. I'll tell you what, I've got another question for you if you've got time. Stick with us here, Dean. More in a moment here with Dean and your thoughts as well. Welcome at 855-453. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing. For guaranteed freshness, go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And speaking of those website features, there's also the webcam there. Go watch, listen, and interact, because the chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And as was mentioned, the phone lines here are brought to you by SACL CAI.
That's right, SACL CAI. They handle accounts receivable for businesses. They can do it for your business. They do collections in a way that is, not sort of the normal thing that people think of. They collect with respect. They know that not only do you want to keep collect your on your accounts, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. They can handle all your accounts receivable needs. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
Jason Osborne is on.
Awesome. Let's continue with Dean. He's listening in North Carolina. Dean, who was at a Ron Paul event earlier this year and was just attending the event. Somebody put a flyer into his hands. It's about this Free State Project thing. Seemed like it was interesting. Checked it out. And you joined up the Free State Project. You signed a statement of intent, which says, Mark, what does the statement of intent say?
Essentially, something to the effect that, I can't get it verbatim or anything like that. I don't have it in front of me, but you'll work, as hard as you can to bring about a government whose maximum role is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
Exactly, and you'll do it with other people because there are about 1,000 Free Staters here now, and of course that doesn't count all the people who love liberty that already live in New Hampshire that are getting active and excited about what's happening here, and over 11,000 people have currently signed up for the Free State Project. So again, Dean, congratulations on your decision. What do you feel like your timetable is for a move up to New Hampshire?
Well, I'm hoping summer's 2012, so just somewhere between 7 and maybe 10 months away. I'm trying to keep the hardline goal of by the time the Democratic National Convention storms into Charlotte next September, I'll hopefully be out of Dodge and won't have to deal with them.
Don't have to deal with the traffic.
May I make a suggestion that you be here before Porkfest and you attend Porkfest? That is a suggestion.
Good idea.
Can I one up you and say I might be coming to Liberty Forum?
Oh, well,
that's a great idea, too.
Excellent as well.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if you can afford to come, if you can afford to come to the Liberty Forum and afford to move at the same time or in the same year, that's great. Definitely do all of the above. Of course, the Liberty Forum coming up February 23rd through the 26th. It's open to anybody that wants to come up. You don't have to be a Free State Project member. You can just want to have a good weekend with a bunch of liberty-oriented people, and it's going to be an absolute blast. People can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about that event and get signed up there. You can save 10% using our discount code FTL2012. That's FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. It's a great reason, a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire to experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded liberty activists and, you know, also have a good time.
And you also get exposed to the winter conditions of New Hampshire,
An excellent, won't be a surprise.
Well, it's an excellent sort of benchmark for yourself to find out how you like that sort of situation and whatnot. Now, that's not to say that every Liberty Forum features harsh winter conditions. In fact, the last Liberty Forum that occurred, that was 2 years ago, because we've skipped a year with some of the issues that came about with organizing the last Liberty Forum, or the one that didn't happen anyway. But it was very nice weather. It was we went out and had some activism that occurred in Nashua's town square. And that was the 420 event.
I think that one was in March, though.
It was.
This one's going to be in February, so the weather is not going to be so
nice. It should feature harsh winter conditions.
Yeah.
Well, it's not guaranteed. Let's just put it that way.
That's true. It is New England. You never know what the weather is.
You know what? People say that about most areas, though.
Yeah. All right. So Dean, good. Sounds like you got a great plan ahead of you. And are there others there in your area in North Carolina that you think would be receptive to the Free State Project? Can you do some, some promoting while you're still down there?
Absolutely. I actually, if I get a chance to get out to any time we get any type of local events or whatnot, if Ron Paul comes in the area sometime during his campaign, I'll be more than happy to come out and do some promoting for the FSB. Actually just took on a day job, so it will help finance my move to save up a little some cash so I can move. Yeah.
Always a good idea to have a nest egg when you make a move. I wouldn't recommend that anybody move without anything to, you know, kind of cushion the move, you know, while you get settled and look for work, that kind of thing. Hey, Dean,
yes,
thanks
I
for the...
I have one quick question I wanted to ask the three of you guys. If you guys could summarize just real quick in maybe like 30 seconds or less, if you had any tips as far as what you did to plan between the time that you decided that you were going to move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project and actually moving, that would be beneficial for people like me that may have not have thought of everything as far as advice goes.
You might want to check the towns that you would be interested in. I mean, it seems like there's different places that people have sort of the target for whatever reason they may like. King seems to be where the civil disobedience type folks go. By no means is it exclusive that way. There's Manchester, which is a bigger city.
I would say Manchester is one of the most robust movements out there.
Probably the easiest place to get an apartment if you wanted to get one on your own. However, lots of people share rooms. You want to see whether or not that's going to work out for you. It's a great way to do it. Some people move up to Grafton, which is sort of northern New Hampshire, not really in the north, but
that's in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
Well, of course, planning for the location is important, Mark. But at the same time, making sure that you're financially able. We talked about nest egg, but looking for a job. You know, if you have a certain field of work and that sort of stuff, you might want to find out which cities are better suited towards that if you have to find a particular field.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have your decision to move to a certain location might be based on the availability of work if that's what your conditions require. But otherwise, I think definitely absorb as much information as you can.
I think that I moved up in a way that most people wouldn't and shouldn't move up. I bought a house without ever looking at it. I mean, all I saw were a few pictures, basically, and I essentially trusted the realtor and the home inspection to, you know, guide me in the right direction.
The house has worked out. I mean,
no, it really did. It worked out, but I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. I mean, I think being a little more cautious is probably a good idea.
Yeah,
coming up and renting and kind of poking around
rent,
the state.
And you decide you don't like the town you're in, you can go
somewhere else.
I moved up under a condition someone shouldn't do. At the same time, I can't hear. I had a place to live sorted out, and I had contacted the local temp agency, but that's the extent. I basically came here about 6 weeks after hearing about the Free State Project.
Wow.
With $500.
Also through Ron Paul.
Yes, through Ron Paul at Free Talk Live. And I basically came here with $500 and just made things work. I landed on my feet and I was very fortunate, but that doesn't always equivocate success.
You're particularly skilled, and you have a skill that is...
Right, I'm a maintenance mechanic for machines.
You do like CAD designs or something?
Well, I'm just trade
CDC,
skill. CNC repair, machine building.
Yeah.
Hey, Dean, did I answer your question?
Yeah, now, correct me if I'm wrong. I've been active on the Free State Project forums, actually looking and trying to gather more information before I move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, a good time to pick up a job throughout the year seems to be late spring, early summer is a lot of when a lot of the hiring goes on in the Free State. That's not...
I wouldn't go by that.
I wouldn't know anything about
that. I couldn't say that that's
jobs are available. Jobs are available at different times in different places, depending on different circumstances.
We have one of the best employment rates in the Northeast.
If you're looking for jobs that are dependent upon, say, college labor, so college students who are employed to help pay for whatever they have to pay for, well, then obviously you're going to be dealing with the seasonal aspect of college students. You know, if that's the job market you're looking into. But if you have some skill or some other technical proficiency, you're probably going to be looking at a much different market.
The Free State Project Forum is definitely a good place to go to connect with other people that are already here and have been here for a while, to ask questions. Also, there's the Free Keene Forum for anybody that's curious about Keene. You can go to forum.freestateproject.org as well as forum.freekeene.com. And there's also the New Hampshire Free Forums that are still fairly active. Forum.nhfree.com is another place that folks can go. And these are all good ways to kind of connect with the Liberty community up here, get questions answered, and at least in the case of the Free Keene Forum, there are jobs and housing sections, so folks can go and meet up with potential roommates in advance, and there's job postings that get posted there. So, like, if I'm downtown and I see, you know, a help wanted sign, I'll usually come back and, you know, when I get back on my computer, I'll post that I saw that sort of thing, and other people do the same. So I hope that helps, Dean, and congrats on your decision. And to anybody else considering it, definitely take a look at freestateproject.org. There's a great 101 reasons there to move to New Hampshire, and I found that very persuasive. 855-450-FREE. If you love liberty, that is. If you know, if you're fascist or socialist or
stay
something.
Home.
Yeah, just stay right where you are. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Hour 3's next.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.